After the premiere of A Social Love Affair in Charlotte, it was time to hit the road. In our case, the skies. For me, traveling has become like my place of peace. I prefer the window seat because I love how the world looks from 30,000 feet up. It's like I'm on top of the world, literally. After making a stop in Vegas, I was on go with Jano to the City of Angels. We had some great conversations.
You know how like a Spike Lee started, because you've done your research.
Right, right.
You know how like a Martin started, like you know how everybody started, like your greats. Like, what's your starting point, like for Michael Foster? Like, how did you get into filmmaking and writing right. and scripting and all that?
Beginning, man, for me, production-wise, it actually started, I was in high school, man. I actually had a TV production class. And I was, like, producing the morning show. I was directing for the morning show. I was writing the morning show. I was acting, doing sketches. We was doing all this for the, like, morning news show, and then we were broadcasting in front of the school. Right. And I knew it was something I loved to do, but I never thought that it was something that I'd be doing like later in my life.
That would bring you here.
Right. I didn't know. I had no concept of that at that time.
Okay.
I just knew I loved doing it.
Right.
And so that's why people now that went to high school with me, they're like, yeah, he was doing that back in high school.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
gotcha.
this is what he was supposed to be doing. Like, he was doing this back then. Like, we already know this.
Right.
What the rest of the world is seeing now.
Right.
I was literally doing the same thing before social media. It was all of that, like, Entertaining the whole school on for this, how I forget however long the segments was. You know what I'm saying?
But
that's what I was doing. Like,
I got you.
Writing funny sketches and acting them out and all of that. So that was, I would say, the start for me.
In producing and screenwriting and like break it down. How is a producer different than from a director?
Right. Well, the producer technically is the person that it all starts with. So the producer is their job. They like from conceptualization to like getting it completed. That's what the producer's job is. Like, and not even so much creatively, but more so like business wise.
Gotcha.
Getting it done.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
The producer will actually go and hire the director that they want
to
direct the film.
Cause you know what? As I watch films and I think about it, and when the credits roll, I see the executive producer name first before I see the director's name.
The director's name is always last. You see the director's name last. Like anytime you're watching a movie, when the credits come on, like them opening credits.
Yeah.
Like the director's name is always the last name you see, like right before, like the movie starts. Right.
Right. So so is that because he's most important? Is that because like that's just the way it is, like.
When I say most,
it's the last thing you remember before you start saying like he's in the movie.
It's kind of both. I don't want to say like he's most important, like nobody else is important,
right?
Because everybody's important on the set. But the responsibility of the director is like whatever we see in the movie, like when we're watching the movie, all that came out of the director's head. Like that was their imagination. Like so, whatever we see, this is what that director was visualizing.
Okay, so what does a producer do?
So the producer, there's many. Then you have different producers. You got like you might have an executive producer. You might have just a regular producer. You might have a line producer. You could be a producer. Me and you could be a producer on the film, and we got two totally different responsibilities that we got to take care of.
Right, right.
Producing is more so the business things, like making sure the paperwork is straight, hiring the cast and crew.
I got you.
You know, like making sure the cast and crew are paid.
Yeah.
Getting the locations.
The director of A Social Love Affair, but the producer comes up.
Well, like, okay, so at the Oscars, right, you got Best Director, right? You got Best Director category, but then you have Best Picture category. Like, that's the big, you know, category at the end of the night. That's always the last one, the Best Picture.
Right.
Now, as Best Picture, when they announce who won Best Picture, they give that award, they hand that award to the producers. Like, you see what I'm saying? That's what I mean. Like, it's the producers that get that award. Now, the directors might come up on stage and the cast, everybody might come up on stage that had a part to do with the picture, but it's the producers. Like, who was like, this is the movie we're going to make. and this is how we're going to do it, and who went and started that process and who finished it.
Who's a famous producer that, you know what I'm saying, that we all know,
right?
And then they don't direct, they don't act or whatever. Right. They're just a famous producer, right, opposed to a famous director that we all know that doesn't produce.
Right.
Like, can you you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Give me some names.
Oh, absolutely. First name that came to my mind as far as producer-wise is Will Packer. Will Packer's produced, I mean, shit, man. Think Like a Man series.
Right.
So much. It's like crazy. Yeah. Like, so much. I mean, you know, but...
huge catalog.
He is a huge catalog. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much all of these major, like, black films that come out, Will Packer is producing those, but he doesn't direct them. He's not acting in them.
Gotcha.
So a lot of people might not know who he is,
right?
Because he's a producer,
right?
In the industry, like we know and stuff
that,
right? But
the inner elite knows,
right? Of course. So from that standpoint, he's like, as far as producing wise, like he's that guy. Erica Page that played Mina, she's working on a series with him right now.
Oh wow!
You see what I'm saying? So this is like, literally right now.
That's big.
It's huge.
Yeah. Oh, like you see that? I got my head like, whoa.
Yeah, like this is this is the type of space that we're moving in.
I got you.
So in directing wise,
give me a director that most people won't know.
That won't know?
You know what I'm saying? That this just like they do like some bomb work and.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You might not even know. Like, I might not even know sometimes if I, you know, Antoine Fuqua is one that comes to my mind first.
So give me some of his work.
Man, he also got classic joints. Equalizer.
Oh, okay.
Equalizer 2.
Okay.
He worked with Denzel.
Right.
You know, Training Day.
Oh, wow, okay.
Shooter with Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
I think he did London is Falling.
Yeah, Olympus is Falling.
Like, he did all of those joints.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
As a director. And most people, they see him in Walmart, won't even know who he is.
Wouldn't know who he was. I wouldn't, honestly. Like, something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I got you.
But, classic joints, though.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So,
that's
how, you know, that's kind of how that works.
You've produced.
Right.
You've directed.
Right.
You've been the star,
right?
The actor,
right?
You've you know been the screenwriter, like
right,
you've written the movies,
right?
Man, how can you balance in the line and juggle like all of those hats,
right?
And still be efficient and effective in each role,
right? That's become something that I've really had to work on, you know. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, it takes concentration, but then it takes surrounding yourself with the right people.
True.
Because making a film is such a collaborative effort.
Right.
That, you know, it's like I said before, it's like, it's the Michael Fosse experience, but it's like, that's just got like a brand name, so you know exactly what you're getting and what to expect, because it's not just me. There's a team of people working.
Team of people.
A few weeks before the premiere, right, I'm working my ass off. I'm working all day. I'm actually working all through the night. I'm not sleeping.
Right.
I'm editing. You know what I'm saying? Creating everything, getting everything squared away.
All while still living my, you know, daily
life. Right.
Taking care of the family, everything, right?
Of course.
So I remember, and I actually had a photo shoot that morning.
Okay.
Went throughout the day. I fell asleep on the couch just because it was just like, exhausted. Fell asleep on the couch. It was out.
Right.
I remember waking up about 2:00 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right. I get up, and I didn't like just get straight up. I grab my phone,
of course,
you know, and then I just was like, oh, let me get up, go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the bathroom. Use the bathroom and. I felt like my head started getting hot. You know how like when you get up too fast?
Yeah, like a head rush.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's how
I
felt.
Right.
And I was like, oh shit. Now, you know, you felt that feeling before. So I was like, oh shit, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just put my hand on the wall to kind of, you know, like get myself together. And
right.
I put my hand on the wall. I just remember leaning forward, Jano.
Mm.
And the next thing I remember is my wife coming in the bathroom.
Okay.
With a terrified look on her face.
Okay.
Right? Asking me, was I okay? And
I was just like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
So was it anxiety? Was it like, okay.
I was like, I don't know. Okay. So she's like, come with me. Come sit down. Mm. And I remember her taking me, when she was taking me out, I looked in the mirror. I had tears in my eyes.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay.
So she sat me down on the couch in the living room. And then she's like, baby, your mouth is bleeding. Mm. I'm like, what? Jane, I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Right, right.
Like, I don't even know what just happened.
Right.
So now my mouth, she's telling me my mouth is bleeding. So I get up, I go in the bathroom, and I'm like, my gums are bleeding.
Wow.
Right? It's a gash, like from here all the way to here. My gum, like, bleeding.
Right, right.
And I'm like,
what's going on?
I don't even remember what happened. She says, she was up to go to the bathroom, and she heard a loud crash. So she heard a loud crash, so she comes in the bathroom. She's right. suspecting. She's like, so are you okay? Like, in her mind, she's like, I just heard a loud crash.
Right.
I knocked on the door a couple times. I ain't hear nothing. I open the door. I'm walking towards her. I'm walking towards her already. Mm. So I'm like, what? I blacked out.
Wow.
I've been putting so much. When I tell you, like, I put, like, everything that I had.
Right.
Into making sure that the film was ready.
Right.
Because.
For the premiere.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was it.
Right.
This was literally going to be the biggest night of my career.
I got you.
Right?
I got you.
Everything had been leading up to this. I was not going to leave, like, anything on the table.
Right.
Right? Like.
Right. You worked yourself to exhaustion. To that point.
Exhaustion.
Right.
So I go to use the bathroom and I black out. Mm-hmm. I don't remember falling. So Jano, so I got a scar on my head, right? My knee. I had bruised ribs, bro.
Wow.
So all of this happened, but and I remember that day, like my two front teeth, they were sore. So I go to the dentist and they're like, yeah. What happened is When you fell, the pressure of hitting the teeth went up. And that's what caused my gums to rupture.
Right.
Because I was like, how did my gums get cut like that?
Right.
And my mouth wasn't swollen. My mouth wasn't cut. My lips, nothing. Wow. Right?
Wow.
So that was literally about 2 weeks before the premiere. Mm. Right? So at the premiere, I'm still walking around with bruised ribs, right? Not only am I walking around with bruised ribs, I got a temperature of 100.4 that started the night before, right? So I got a temperature that I'm fighting through. I'm leaving I'm leaving the premiere certain spots. Telling my wife, hey, I gotta go downstairs and get some DayQuil and come back up.
Right.
Cause I'm like, I wasn't even drinking. I didn't drink the whole night. You know, I mean, well, at the premiere. I had a couple drinks at the end with a cigar, but that was just also me and the wife at that point chilling because I was just like, yo, I'm not in that space.
I got you.
Had to be on the radio with Tone earlier.
Right.
I was like, yo, I went and got some Gatorade, Red Bull, and some the DayQuil. Okay. Because I was like, oh, I sound like, oh. I was like, babe, I can't be on the radio sounding like. So I'm running a fever. I wasn't eating,
right?
Because then your nerves.
Yeah.
So I got flu-like symptoms.
Right.
My ribs are bruised.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not eating.
Right.
I'm not sleeping.
Right.
I wasn't going to allow myself to be in a space with this film to not give my all.
Right.
Going across the goddamn finish line.
Right. Yeah. You ran the race. You running the race.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I had come in second, and third,
right,
and fourth,
right,
so many times.
You know what that feels like
in my life.
Right.
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 So I said, this time, I don't care what it takes.
I'm gonna lay it all out.
I found out the man that I was these last 4 years working on that movie and finishing that movie. Because nobody else really truly knows the sacrifice.
Right.
And the blood, literally.
Dedication.
The sweat.
Right.
The tears from things that's going on in my life during these times. I had to deal with some of the toughest things going on, you know, family-wise and in my life that I never had to deal with before. And now I'm having to deal with these things all while I'm trying to create this piece of art. Right. So if I can look back at that and say, look where we at, J-No.
Made it, man.
Look where we at.
Yeah.
This is, look where we at.
Right.
We wouldn't be here if A Social Love Affair didn't have the impact that it did.
I said, I've seen you grow into what you become, and to watch that film and to be proud from a standpoint of, wow, not only did he do it, but he did a great job at it.
Oh, man, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just big to me, like, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen, man,
I want to know at this point, right?
Right.
From a director perspective, a directorial perspective, let me get it right.
Right, right.
Who's been some of your influences, like?
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. In no particular, this is no in particular, like, order.
Right. So you naming, like, top five, top 10?
I would say,
you know what I mean?
I'll name them in however many it is.
Okay.
We'll go with that. But I know you. There are certain directors that, watching their films, definitely influenced, like, my style of storytelling and filmmaking.
Gotcha.
Obviously, I added my own, you know, touch and everything to it, but I can definitely say that certain films and certain filmmakers, like, influenced my style. Quentin Tarantino, movies like Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Just how he actually told the story and how it was character-driven.
Right.
With, you know, that influenced me. His films like Jackie Brown.
Right. Oh, yeah,
those,
that was
those
too.
Early ones. Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
With, like, movies like Inception.
Right.
Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
That was just some of the best, like, storytelling I see, especially Inception, which is crazy. Christopher Nolan, Inception really, really changed the way, because I was, as a youngster, I was, like, a lucid dreamer, and I had to do research and all that, and now it was his thing. So when he made this movie, Inception, about, like, lucid dreaming and everything like that, and all the different, it was just crazy.
That's a great movie. That's definitely a great
movie. You know, who did I say? I said Tarantino, Nolan, or Scorsese, with movies like Goodfellas and Casino, that type of, just that gangster shit.
Okay.
You know.
So what about one of my favorites? Night Shyamalan.
Sixth Sense is.
Yeah.
That's like.
I love that movie.
I would have to. I would probably say that movie. I was thinking about that, like, that movie in itself.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the movies that I say, like, definitely influenced my style of filmmaking, because
when
I watched that movie, The Sixth Sense,
right,
and, you know, you get to the end,
oh wow,
and you realize that this dude has been, he's actually dead the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah.
What that made you do now, you got to go back and watch the movie.
Right.
And now when you watch the movie, that every time after that, you're
you
like,
see something
what?
New.
Right. Like, that see just, that did something to me, man, in regards to just always wanting to have the audience have a feeling at the end of a movie, like, oh,
wow.
That
wow factor.
That that movie really, that really influenced, like, that. That put that into a lot.
Okay, so now I understand the ending.
Right.
Every love affair, where it's like that wow factor.
Right.
You're trying to figure it all out, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Right. Now, when you go back and watch A Social Love Affair the second, third, or fourth time, you're actually going to be seeing different stuff. You're going to be seeing stuff.
I got you.
I
got you. You remember that meme, that guy? He's like this in the meme.
Yeah, it's like.
Now it makes sense.
Right.
Okay, right. I got you.
I would say also from a business standpoint.
Okay.
From a business standpoint,
I gotta say TP, Tyler Perry, man. Because most how the system works is normally you have to have a script, you have a producer that gets a script, you get stars attached, and then after, you know, it has to get greenlit. So the studio has to like greenlight the movie.
Right.
He has his own studios.
Right.
He has his own studios.
Right. I'm a greenlighter myself. I'm a writer.
And then you get somebody to distribute it.
Yeah.
Work, like.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. I gotcha.
I put my own twist on it. That's all it is anyway. You know, we learning from the greats before us.
Right.
That's how, you know, that's how LeBron was able to have be where he is, because he studied Jordan. Like you said, and we just build off of what we've learned
from each individual before.
I mean, that's how it works, man. That's how it should work.
That's the Michael Foster experience in a nutshell.
Appreciate that.
And I definitely commend y'all for that, man.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Social Love Affair. The Inner Elite.
Yes.
Michael Foster experience.
Yes.
We was walking up Hollywood Boulevard and you stopped at a certain spot.
Yeah.
Now this is just, you know, me talking to you because it happened.
Right.
That just happened.
Right.
You look at a certain spot, you stop, you look to your right, you're like, wow, that may be a good spot to shoot. So you're now using your director eye.
Right.
So you're like, wow.
That's exactly what I was going.
Okay, right? So now I'm like, yo, that would be dope. Maybe you can stand here, whatever. Right. And then all of a sudden you do a 180 turn.
Right.
And then now you look and it's like, whoa, they filmed Jimmy Kimmel right here.
Right here. Jimmy Kimmel Live, right here.
You see what I'm saying? They filmed Jimmy Kimmel right here.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's like, we here for a reason.
It's that time.
It's that time.
Jimmy, tell Jimmy to holler at me, Jano.
Well, it's going to happen.
We're going to make that happen.
We're putting it in the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's out there now.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be right back here.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
Because 5 years ago, we talked about what we're doing now.
Man, it's...
And it ain't even going to take 5 years this time.
Yeah.
Let's do it. The director?
Right.
Is that normally the writer?
No, not necessarily. It can be, not necessarily. The writer can be somebody that they just write. They just do the screenplays. And then they actually have to, you know, the script gets passed on to a producer who then hires a director.
So that's a whole nother job.
Yeah, it's a whole nother job.
So you wearing all the hats. You getting all the money. That's what you're saying. Listen, I'm the director. I wrote it. I'm starring in it. Okay? That's 300% worth of the checks. And I just dish it out. You know what I'm saying? I told every actor, actress, anybody involved,
right.
You know, from the staffing, from, you know, the person that may be quote-unquote smallest on the totem pole with their role to the person who's the most, you know, prominent in the situation.
Yeah.
Everybody did a great job from top to bottom.
Man, you know, we wanted to create a platform for filmmakers all across the world, you know, to be able to showcase their content.
I got you.
In a way that hadn't been done before.
Right.
You know, we definitely respect the people that... you know, go at it every day, man, in regards to trying to highlight filmmakers and things
that.
We want to also put filmmakers in a position to really be able to kind of take control, take more control of their careers.
Like owning their own content.
Owning their content.
Yeah.
Being able to be that person, they can cut out the middleman and actually go get sponsors themselves.
Right.
Get their own numbers up. We really, really got some things going on that we've been working on.
Right.
And this has been over the past 15 years now.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
This has been 15 years now, so this is not something that we just kind of drew the game plan up for last week.
Right.
This is something that's been... we've been working on it for 15 years, and now, as far as the concept and putting everything together, technology had to actually honestly catch up.
People
don't understand, you know, they just don't understand how it all kind of worked out, and how it started in the beginning to get us to this point. You see what I'm saying? So,
I want you to understand something. Like, it's certain things that you may feel things that you may do that classifies you to be in the inner elite.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, like, it's kind of like if it's your words, it's kind of like some people may take it the wrong way. Like, you know what I mean? He trying to flex or he trying to stunt or whatever. But it's really just building off your confidence and what you've accomplished.
Right. Absolutely.
So I'm going to say it for you.
Oh, man.
You are basically a statue for the inner elite.
Wow.
Because that's like how you carry yourself.
Wow.
Like that's how you conduct business. You feel me?
Yeah,
so it's not just something
that
you're putting out to the masses for people to be able to benefit from.
Right,
but it's really a lifestyle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's a lifestyle, man. It's a mindset, man. And I definitely
I appreciate that, man.
Well, for
you
sure.
Know, I know we was having a conversation. I've realized like what my purpose is.
Right.
Right. And so when you realize what your purpose is, mm-hmm. then it's like things just kind of just
they fall in place.
They all start to fall into place, and everything right. just kind of it just flows.
Right.
Instead of you trying to like swim against the current,
yeah.
you kind of just you're flowing with the current.
Absolutely.
The current is flowing in the way it's supposed to be going. So why
right.
are you trying to go do your own thing?
Right.
So that means a lot, man, because that's what it is, man. If I can use myself as an example to show people, man, like I did this.
Yeah.
I was here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
My mother was 15 years old, you know what I'm saying, when she had
me. Right, right.
You know, in Baltimore, Maryland. We was talking about Baltimore. Like, in Baltimore,
absolutely.
Maryland.
Absolutely.
To whereas the statistics would show that I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to be in the situation that we're in
yeah.
right now.
We ain't supposed to be here.
We're here, man.
You know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to be here.
You feel me?
Just yesterday.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
You feel me?
No, I definitely
You see
do.
What I'm saying? Like, you know,
do.
Like, that's real shit. I knew I was blessed with a gift, man. And I just was like, man, I'm going to make sure that I do my part.
Right.
And putting the work out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And putting the work forth, I should
right.
say. You
and,
know what I'm saying?
And content that's worthy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely
oh,
the
man.
Quality of
I
the work.
That.
Like I said, when I came to the movie premiere, I expected excellence. I got excellence. I saw greatness.
Right.
I saw ambition. I saw like vision, like come from a conversation to like action
right.
to, you know, casting to
right.
writing, rewriting,
right.
and
right.
then rewriting again,
yes,
and then
indeed.
Filming, and then pausing, and
yes.
then progression,
yeah.
and then growth.
That whole, yeah.
Like.
All of that.
I've seen it manifest.
Yeah.
So through the film, I'm going to suggest that everybody checks this film out. I'm going to co-sign that it's a great film. I'm going to, like, be an advocate, an ambassador, like, whatever
right.
I can be on my end to
right.
make sure on the promotions and marketing side
right.
to getting it out there to the world.
Right.
I'm going to do my part.
Who do you think, based off of the movie, who you think, well, I should say this, who are you rooting for? That's what I say. Who are you rooting for?
I'm going to say...
Based on all of the evidence that was given, sir.
I'm going to go with the soulmate.
And you got it.
Okay, so now this is a bounce back on you because without spoiling nothing,
right,
without putting
right,
it out there,
right, okay.
what I'm saying is
right, I got you.
Learning that there's a difference
yeah,
between
yeah.
a life partner
right.
and a soulmate.
Yes, indeed.
I'm rooting for that person to be the soulmate.
Right.
So that's my answer.
Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
My answer.
And you know who you feel like the soulmate was.
That's who I, you know what I'm saying? I know
gotcha.
Who I feel the soulmate was.
Gotcha.
So me putting
gotcha.
It out there, so when they see it, it's
right,
like.
Right.
It is the soulmate.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying? Or
right.
they can make their own
gotcha.
Speculation.
I gotcha.
As to what could happen.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
But I will say this, you know, the character you played definitely had a major influence on me as an individual
mm-hmm.
because like you. Depicted a portion of what my life is about.
Right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying? Like
right.
we social media influencers.
Right.
You know, we
right,
dapper.
Right.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Right.
We inspire people.
Right.
So therefore watching that film meant more to me than
right.
what I expected. Because
right.
it's like, whoa.
Right.
I expected all these things,
right.
but I didn't expect it to touch
right.
me and affect me
right.
the way it did. So it's like, wow, bro, like you did some work, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I call it
a
conscious love story, man.
Los yeah. Angeles, we here.
We definitely here. We are definitely
24
here.
Hours. Next
yeah.
spot, 24 hours.
Yeah.
Grinding
yeah.
to get it.
Yeah, man. We
man.
Making it happen.
Listen,
we're
what's next, bro? What's next?
Man, that's the question. It's two hot questions right now. Is
right.
When's the sequel coming out?
Of course.
To a Social Love Affair. And I'm like, yo, it just took me 4 years to
right.
get this one squared away. Not to say it's gonna take me 4 years, I don't you know, but
right.
Just give me some time.
I got you.
And then the other question is, what's next?
Yeah.
And so the team is asking that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are asking, what's the next project?
Right.
I got some ideas.
Yeah, you got to give me something exclusive. You
got
to give me something exclusive now. Like, we here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Los Angeles, California. In the land of the stars.
Yeah. Yeah,
here you are making films, making movies.
Yeah, we're doing that.
We gotta give them an exclusive. What's next?
All right, so since it's you,
okay,
we're looking to do. I'm thinking we're gonna be doing a a crime drama.
Okay.
Web series.
Okay. Crime drama web series. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's about all I can say.
That's all you can say?
Yeah. I think that's about all I can say.
I think that's enough.
I think that's a bit. It's,
you know what I'm saying? Exclusive information for right now.
Yeah.
Keep them kind of guessing, keep them waiting to see what's next.